Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sunday mornings. Hey, we're off to a good start. For anyone looking for a new church home or just one to visit, and we're located at 4071 North Foster Road in San Antonio. Everyone is welcome. The scripture for this morning's opening is taken from Psalm 71, as printed in the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. In you, O Lord, I put my trust. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness and cause me to escape. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be my strong refuge, to which I may resort continually. You have given the commandment to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress.
Amen.
Deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. For you are my hope, O God. You are my trust from my youth. By you I have been upheld from birth. You are he who took me out of my mother's womb. My praise shall be continually of you. I have become a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day long. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen.
Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Gracious Master, we thank you again for this opportunity to come before you, Lord, with all our issues, with all our problems, and all the things, Lord, that bother us. And Lord, we know that you told us to do this. So, Lord, we know that you're able to hear us, and we know that you will hear us if our hearts are right with you. But, Lord, before we get into asking, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for all that you've done for us. Even we didn't have to ask. You provided for us food and shelter and water and air to breathe, Lord. We thank you. We ask, Lord, that you would bless those that are not here today. For whatever reason, Lord, we pray that you would look upon them with mercy and grace and help them. And bless those that are here today, Lord. Give them the spiritual food and the nourishment that we all need. Help me, Lord, to tell them what you want us to hear. We thank you, Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, good morning. All right. There we go. Good. Well, let's all stand this morning and pass the peace. I just love saying that. Passing the peace. Pass the peace. Amen. Passing the peace. Are you passing the peace? All right, there you go. Pass it. Amen. Amen. Okay, once you've finished passing your peace to the next person, you may sit down.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Eternal God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these gifts, that Christ may be present as we share this meal. Bless this bread and cup and bless us, that we may share this abundant feast in the presence of Jesus. One, blessed are you, God of all creation, you are the bread of life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Stand for our opening hymn. To God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. Loved He the world that He created. Atonement for sin and opened the life gate. And all may go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. Give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood to every believer, the promise of God, the vilest offender who truly believes, that moment from Jesus a pardon receives. Praise the Lord,
praise the Lord,
let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father, to Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory. Great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us. Great things He hath done. And great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But far and higher the greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth
hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
Now, may I ask you, please be seated.
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we give You thanks for today. We thank You, Lord, for all that You have done for us and are continuing to do for us. And Lord, we ask that You bless the offering already in everyone's mind. Be with us, dear Lord. In Your name we pray. Thank you.
Today's scripture is from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23-33. For I received from the Lord what I have passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this wherever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. But if we were more discerning with regard to ourselves, we would not come under such judgment. Nevertheless, when we are judged in this way by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be finally condemned with the world. So then, my brothers and sisters, when you gather to eat, you should all eat together. Amen. Word of the Lord. Amen.
As you can see, we are missing some choir members this morning, so we weren't able to do that. But we're going to do a hymn together, by the way. We could use some more choir members. Hello? I'm just saying. You're recruited. You're done. So, I'm going to sing, or we're going to sing together, "When We All Get to Heaven." Would you please stand? Oh, no, don't grumble. Get up. It's time to sing for Jesus.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. While we walk the pilgrim pathway, clouds will overspread the sky. But when traveling days are over, not a shadow, not a sigh. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Let us then be true and faithful, trusting, serving every day. Just one glimpse of him in glory will the close of life remain.
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for gathering us here today in order to worship you in so many different ways. But Lord, especially we come so that we can get the message that Heather and Ted bring to the different groups of people. And Lord, the messages are just as holy for each of us. And we ask that you remind us as our days go by to take the message home and share it with our neighbors. Be with us, Lord Jesus, and we thank you that you have had Heather and Ted prepared for this day and these messages. In your name we pray. Amen. Yes. Maybe you don't know what it looks like. Does it look like something like this? Give you this. Yeah. All right. So we're talking about a gift or a present. And did you know that God has given us a gift of eternity? And do you know he gave it to us just because? Just because. Have you ever gotten a gift just because? Like a surprise, maybe? You know, maybe some gifts are not always wrapped. You don't always have to have a gift that's wrapped. Maybe somebody comes and gives you. Here, I got this for you. I do it all the time. I give y'all like little snacks and stuff like that. I'm giving you gifts all the time. But that's kind of like what Jesus has given us. A gift that we don't have to do anything for. It doesn't have to be birthday or Christmas. He's given us. Take him as a son. All right. So that's what we're talking about. That's what was last week. And I got some gifts for y'all. I'll give it to y'all just because when we leave. But today's lesson is about communion. And I know y'all take communion. You know what communion is? The bread and the wine. But in the Bible, they say. And, you know, so I came to this church when I was little, and I have the funniest story that I just want to share real quick, and want you to understand why it's important, why you need to know the bread and the wine, and, you know, we're taking it. But it's hard to understand for children, but I'm going to tell you the story so you understand that it's not really blood, the wine is not really blood, and the bread that we eat is not really body, okay? It's just, that's representing those things. And the story I'm going to tell you is, I came here when I was a little girl, and then I have two boys. They're 22 and 19 now, but my older one was 3 years old. And I just started bringing them to church, and guess what? It was communion. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, let's go, and let's take communion. And we sat back over there in the corner. Let me tell you about my son. Preacher was up here, and he said, we're going to take the bread, the body, and the blood. But my son hated that. He wanted to teach me a lesson. I learned a lesson that day. My mom had been telling me to bring my children to church, and I didn't. And he sat there and screamed all the way up this aisle, I don't eat bodies, and I don't drink blood. Please don't make me do this. And I'm like, please stop. It's not that. Please stop. And he's screaming the whole way up here. But you know what my lesson was? I should have brought him when he was younger so he could learn. But y'all are here, so y'all know what I need to, right? It's not bodies and it's not blood. It's representing those things.
All right. Let's say a prayer. Thank you, Father, for the greatest gift of all. Thank you for Jesus, who loved us so much that he paid the price for our sins to give us the gift of eternal life. Amen.
Morning. Oh gosh, it's wonderful to be here. I thank God for this opportunity to come before you and share with you God's word, to share with you about this wonderful, wonderful celebration that our Lord has given us. It's called communion, or it's called the Lord's Supper. Now, look at it back. Anyway, when the folks that didn't have very much money, when they came, there was nothing left. So these people were treating it like it was just some big supper, you know. They didn't really understand that communion was actually the very presence of Christ. He is there with us, even right now. And you know why he's here with us? Because he told us to do this. He said, this do in what? In remembrance of me. Now, what in the world does that mean, I wonder? In remembrance of me. What the Lord did for you, you should always remember what he did. And what he did was that he died for you and gave us life, eternal life. Amen? That's why you should remember that. And also, it is a time of celebration. It's a time to celebrate with each other and remember the very presence of Christ is even right here today. Present. Don't focus so much on the elements, the bread or the grape juice. Those are just symbols. What really matters is that you remember what Christ, he shed his blood. His body was broken. He did this because he loved us very, very much. So we want to remember exactly. That's what he did for us. It was a celebration of what we received as a result of his sacrifice. Thank God for your sacrifice. Amen. You know, he left us two sacraments that the church celebrates. One is baptism, and the other one is, of course, Holy Communion, the Lord's Supper. And as I said, it's a symbolic act, but it calls to mind the death and resurrection and the promised return of our Lord. So when we take the bread and the cup, we are remembering the day. We remember the day when Jesus died for our sins on the cross. And this morning, we're going to do what Christians have been doing for over 2,000 years, if you can believe that. We're going to remember Jesus, what he did, why, and he did it, and what it means to us. I wonder this morning, what does it mean to you that he died for you? What does this day mean for you? Or what does any day mean for you? You know, we celebrate it once a month, but Jesus said, what? Do this often. Well, you could do it every day if you wanted to. Amen? There would be certainly nothing wrong with that, because you're following his command and you're remembering what he did for us. So the communion is a symbol of the eternal work God did through his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So more than anything else, the Lord's Supper is a time of remembrance. It's a time to remember that he is right here in our presence, that his presence here means everything. His presence means that his Spirit's here and that he loves us very much and he cares about us. So when you celebrate communion, there are some things that we're going to get to them that we have to make sure are in place before you eat and drink at the Lord's table. You see, and one of the things that we can remember about communion is this: it's a time of commemoration. And the word commemoration means to honor someone's memory, honor a ceremony, and it serves as some sort of a memorial. If the Lord's Supper is anything, folks, it is definitely a memorial. It's a time to remember what Jesus and what he did for us. So, what are we commemorating today? We commemorate his suffering. Verses 24 and 25 talks about his suffering. Let me read them to you. 12 verses 24 and 25. He says, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' And in the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me.'" So we remember his suffering. And when we take the elements of the Lord's Supper, we are to remember that Jesus suffered a horrible death. And he did this to save us from our sins. And he suffered at the hands of those who he crucified. And he also suffered at the hands of his Father, because he was the ultimate sacrifice needed to satisfy the sin question in humanity. We commemorate his sacrifices. The fact that Jesus was in human body speaks of the sacrifices he made to redeem us. Oh, my friends, this morning, if you think about it, you would have no reason for anything, worship, if it hadn't been for the sacrifice that Jesus did for us. There'd be no need for communion. You would have nothing to celebrate, nothing to remember. Thank God for the sacrifice that our Lord gave us. And it's also a time of celebration. We celebrate his compassion. Notice the words in verse 24, the words of you. It says, "And when he had broken," verse 24, "and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you.'" This is for us, is why he did it. This is the compassion that he has for us. Don't ever forget that. Don't forget what he did for us. And we also celebrate his blessed coming. We are clearly told that when we observe the Lord's Supper, we are telling the world that we believe Jesus is coming again. Every time that you celebrate communion, you're telling the world, you're telling those around you that Jesus is surely coming again. Folks, his presence is always with us during communion because it's his life, it's his death that we celebrate, it's his resurrection. So he is there with us, and that is important to remember because what we're going to get to next is if Jesus is in his presence, in our presence during communion, then there's a certain way that we need to prepare ourselves. We need to get ready for it. We've got to make sure that we take care of our sanctification. In other words, our cleansing. Look at verse 27. It says, whoever drinks it, eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner, unworthy. That means that you're doing something that God's not pleased with. There's something going on in your life. You've got sin in your life, and you haven't confessed it. You haven't repented. I would submit to you this morning, if that is the case, I would make sure that during altar call this morning that you let the Lord have that. You confess that and repent it, so that you will be able to feast at his table without fear of judgment. Because this is what happens if you don't do that. He says, they will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat of the bread and drink from the cup. It's so very important this morning that you take the time to examine yourself. Look deep inside yourself. Ask the Lord to help you point out areas that you may not have confessed. You may have some things there that maybe you don't know about. I would this morning say, Lord, I would confess all that I know and all that I don't know to the Lord, so that I won't be unworthy of this. This is a very worthy celebration, and it requires us to be worthy of it as well. He says, we'll be guilty of unworthy matter, we'll be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. Do you not know that your body belongs to the Lord? Do you know that the body of Christ is the Lord's body? When you sin, when you have sin in your life and you feast at his table, you are sinning against the body and blood of Christ. I would caution and tell you not to do that. Get things right with the Lord before. This is very, very, very serious. We ought to examine ourselves and bring our sins to the altar in confession and repentance. 1 John 1:9 says, if you will confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins, and he'll cleanse you of all unrighteousness. You see, if you don't do this, then you'll be danger of judgment. In fact, in verse 30 it says, some are sick because of it. Some are even dead because of it. And others will be disciplined because of it. So communion is very, very serious, folks. It's not just some nice little Sunday thing we do with the first Sunday of every morning. It's meaning that we want to take partake at the Lord's table, and we remember who he is or what he did for us. It's when we remember his presence is among us. It's right here. And you know something else, folks, this morning, before I close this morning, I want to challenge you to examine your heart. I want you to ask yourself some questions. Excuse me. Is Jesus really my Savior? Am I really sure? Am I clean before him today? Have all of my sins been confessed and brought out into the open? Can I take the Lord's Supper with a worthy heart? Ask yourself that question. And if you can't answer those questions the way they should be, I invite you during the invitation, or even in your seat, but wherever you do it, get things right with the Lord before you partake of this table. That way, you won't eat and drink. You won't be guilty of sin or drink.
drinking unworthy of the Lord's Supper. But remember, it's for you. It's something the Lord gave us. He gave us disciples, and then they passed it on to us. He gave it so that we might remember him and all he did for us. So remember, dear ones, make sure you're ready. Make sure you're ready. Ask God to clean you up and allow you to take the feast at his table. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please stand? Before we feast at the Lord's table, I want to reiterate again, tell you that the altar is open for anyone who wishes to come. Who wishes to come and get things right with the Lord before you feast at his table. The altar is open for anyone who may have something against his neighbor. Something that may not be right in their life. Something that just ain't right. Going backwards and go forward. Or you just want to say, come and say thank you, Lord. The altar is open for all.
The hymn of invitation is one is how great thou art.
Oh, Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world I have to make, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. When through the woods and forest glades I wander, and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees, when I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in, that on the cross my burden gladly entering, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. 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 You may be seated. You may be seated. I trust that everything is all right between you and Jesus. Amen. Now, as we prepare, let us prepare for his for our communion this morning. And if you have trouble with mobility, we'll be more than happy to bring it for you. So don't worry about that. So this time, let us prepare for communion. Communion liturgy is found in your hymnals.
starts on page... Page 12. Thank you. Page 12. The invitation. Page 12. Christ our Lord invites to his table all who love him, who earnestly repent of their sin, and seek to live in peace with one another. Therefore, let us confess our sin before God and one another. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors. And we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God.
The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them up to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. It is right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit.
On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread and gave thanks to you. He broke the bread. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts, in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here and on these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. And by your Spirit, make us one with Christ and one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. We forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and glory forever. Amen. Communion stewards, could you come forward, please?
And please don't forget the our agape baskets here for our agape offering. Thank you. You may start coming from the back, please. This side and that side. Remember what the Lord has done for us. Remember how he cared for us and how he died and how he suffered. But remember that he did this all for you so that you might have the right to the tree of life, that we may be reconciled before God. Thank God for his wonderful gift. This is his body. This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sin. Take and drink. Amen. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. You feast at his table and remember, do this always in remembrance of me, of Christ. You may return to your seats once you're finished.
This is his body that was broken for you. Take and eat. And this is his blood that was shed for you and for the world for the remission of sin. Take and drink. Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for his precious gift. We thank him that he blessed us with his blessed Son. At this time, once you've finished, you may go to your seats. Yes. Did we miss anyone? Was anyone not served? Soon and very soon we're going to see the King. Okay. You know what Jesus did at the end of that supper? What they did? I've never heard Jesus sing, but I sure would like to hear him sing one day, and I hope to. He said they all sang a song when they finished. At this time, would you please stand? And Gayla's going to help us sing a song. Amen.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more dying now, we are going to see the King. No more dying now, we are going to see the King. No more dying now, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. No more crying there, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
Amen, amen, amen. You may be seated. You may be seated.
In the New King James Version of our Bible, listen for God's word in this reading. Hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. From the end of the earth I will cry to you. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been a shelter for me, a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in your tabernacle forever, I will trust in the shelter of your wings. For you, O God, have heard my vows. You have given me a heritage of those who fear your name. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And as we go from here today, be careful of the trip. Remember those who are less fortunate than we, and continue to pray for those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together again next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Would you stand for our closing hymn, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms?
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning